I swear, the house shivered as I stepped inside. A passing lorry would be the logical explanation. Starling Villas was built long before any dream of cars or lorries. It had the stifled chill of a museum, shadows marking the places where furniture once stood and paintings hung. Its hall was tiled in black and white, doors leading to rooms left and right. A spiral staircase with banisters like bars climbed up to the bedrooms and down to the basement. It was exciting to be inside the house. My heart tapped in my chest. The girl with the pigtail hadn't exaggerated the boxes. Dozens snaked about the hall and again in his library where he led me. I wondered briefly what was inside the boxes, but decided it didn't matter. What mattered was that I was inside, out of the wind and rain, away from people's feet. Right at that moment, nothing mattered more, not even finding Joe. The house smelt, as I did, of neglect. I'd washed in Hungry's lavatory, doing what I could with my hair and clothes, but homelessness has its own scent. In the diner, my smell was masked by the odour of fried food. There was no such reprieve here. Dr. Wilder, to give him credit, did not wrinkle his nose.
I wasn't expecting any other applicants.
He had his phone in his hand, fresh from her breakup call. I waited to see if he would recognize me. I had the strongest sense we had met before. Was he in the club last night with the woman in the black satin coat? I hadn't seen anyone else, but all of my attention had been on Joe, who'd been restless for days. I had been on high alert for his desertion. As soon as the cold weather came, I knew he'd start looking for a place to lie low. Joe didn't always make the best choices. Even he would have to admit that.